Hello and welcome to this episode of the Corporate Escapers TV show and podcast. I'm your host, Christine Innes. I'm delighted to bring on this very beautiful soul, Marika. Thank you so much for being here, beautiful.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Look, I'm excited because we have just done something pretty epic this week. So we're going to share all about it. And I've got so much that is just coming to me that I need to talk to you about. So before I get distracted, because it's very easy for me. It's super easy. I'm going to hand it over to you. I'm going to get you to introduce yourself to everybody, and then we're going to dive in because I've got some really amazing questions I want to ask you.
My name is Marika Gare. I own and run a business called Perth Virtual Services, which is basically offering operational business management to small and medium businesses. So that's one of my passions. And I'm also, as you mentioned, I am a published author of a couple of books now, which is super exciting. We've done a few other projects. So I guess what my passion is at the moment and where things are pulling me is to really have the opportunity to inspire and help other women through challenging situations, either in business or personal life. And it's something I've always wanted on a path I've always wanted to go, and things are just kind of aligning. So it's an awesome time at the moment. And and I'm also mother to a beautiful baby boy. He's nearly five, so he's not so much a
Oh, don't worry, mine's 25 and he's still my baby. So, you know what? Like, it just doesn't matter. So, doesn't matter how old they are.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, he's a lot of my life. You know, they teach you, being a parent teaches you so much about yourself and life as well. So, yeah, it's
Oh,
beautiful.
it is. And look, I love you. I adore you. I think what you've just done. So, let's just share part of it. So, first of all, you're on the front cover of the current issue of the Corporate Escapist magazine, and you've just become a number one Amazon bestseller in our book, which is called An Empowered Life. And I love it because, first of all, I want to say congratulations because I know, like, your story, I know it was challenging for you to write it, and I know the healing that A, it's going to give you, but also to so many other people. So I want to really congratulate you for being so brave and vulnerable for sharing your story and honor you for that because I do know how difficult it is. So I just really want to honor you for that at the moment.
Oh, thank you. Look, it was challenging, and it's, you know, I've shared my story obviously with close people over the years, and everyone's like, "Oh my gosh, that's so, what you've been through is just so unique, and you should be sharing that with the world." And I haven't really felt comfortable doing that because it is a very personal journey. But at the same time, if what I'm sharing can help another person in need or someone going through difficult times, I mean, that's what it's about, and that's my life journey, to be able to help other people. So I think it was the right timing, and as you say, it kind of heals you a little bit at the same time where you're writing that out for people to share. So yeah, it's been a good experience.
Yeah, well, I look, I say this to everybody because I feel really honored, that, I get to bring stories to life and I get to, and these are real stories and this is the power of it because we don't know the ripple effect, or we don't know, or there's nothing tangible that you can see sometimes that ripple effect that we're having and making such a beautiful impact on other people's lives. And you sharing your story is going to help change someone's life. And I know that it's inspired me. I know it's inspired all the other authors as well that's been in the book. So, I always say if you can inspire one person, well, you've already inspired nine. So, you're definitely on your way. So it's beautiful.
I've had some people approach me since even just the last 48 hours since it's come out and really share how much it's done for them. So it's an amazing feeling to be able to have that effect. So it's
Yeah, I get
wonderful.
it. I asked everyone when you were writing your article for the magazine, and I took snippets, from it. One thing I love, and I've got it here, it says forgiveness of oneself and other people is a strength that leads to harmony, courage, confidence, and empowerment. And I love that because I am such a big believer in the power of forgiveness. And, you know, what if you were to even say, let's just say 5 years ago, you know, if somebody had said that to you, it would have that made an impact now, like to how far you've actually come along your journey as well?
To be honest, at the time when I was going through all those challenges, I'm like, I'm not going to forgive that. That's unforgivable. Like, how do you even get your head around that? But over time, and with sort of other things that I sort of use that come into play, I sort of understood that it really is. It's not just about forgiving yourself, as you say, but forgiving others. Like, I think when we go through life, regardless of whether good, bad, whatever situations we're through, we go through, we do the best we can at every point, and that's all we can do. And if it wasn't the best and things went all to, you know, whatever, you know, that's just the way it is, and we learn from that and we grow from that. But you've got to forgive yourself for potentially, you know, making wrong decisions or being in situations, because it's just, you do the best you can, you know. And you know, sometimes you might have people come into your life like I did, who ended up being a very toxic part of my life. But in a way, I forgave them as well, because, and I'll delve into this a little bit more in the book. But it's just, it really gives you that relief, and it's that you can let it go now. You're not holding on to these emotions and this anger and this hurt and everything else. And you can let it go, and it gives you such a sense of freedom, like emotional and mental freedom. And it's hard to do, but once you get to that point, it really is amazing, and you can move forward with that peace in your heart, you know, that you've done well regardless. So
Yeah, absolutely.
yeah.
I look, the power of forgiveness for me has been immense. But one thing that I love the fact is that what I always say to my clients is what the power of forgiveness does, it actually puts you back in the driver's seat. Because when somebody, if you don't give that forgiveness away, they still have control. They have control over your story. They have control and guiding you throughout things, because it's that shame, that guilt, like we all have, you know, with these I call things moments. So for any of the followers, like moments, because they are literally just a moment in life. They're not going to last forever. But when you do the forgiveness work, you get to go back in that driver's seat. Like you literally now take control of where you're going. And if you want to change your destination, go right ahead, and do that. So I really, like, again, want to honor you for doing that work, because I know how difficult it really is. But how much has your life changed, like, you know, since by doing that work?
Oh, so much. I mean, I talk about it again in the book, and things that I've been doing, that there's so many different tools that I've used to get through that process. You know, meditation was a really big part of my healing, and just understanding myself on a soul level, and that personal reflection for past experiences. But it really has changed me immensely. You know, I'm more aligned with myself and where what I want out of life. Life's just happening in front of me, and it's all falling into place. And it's so beautiful that when you make that decision to change your life, to move in a positive pathway, the universe will look after you, and things will just align, and you know that's your path, you know. And that's kind of like a little gift you get for loving yourself and for forgiving yourself and making that choice. It's like, oh, you've done great. Here you go. And it all comes to you. My life's changed immensely. I've got everything that I kind of put out into the that I wanted. So now I'm growing on from that. I started off with a 5 year kind of plan. I got everything I wanted. Then I went with a 2 year plan. Now it's a 1 year plan. Now, and I'm sort of getting short, and I'm giving my, why can't I do this and this and this? And I'm always about learning and growing and developing myself. What can I do to make myself a better version? I want to learn about something I've never learned before. I like to really immerse myself into things. And that's what I love. So why wouldn't I want to be the best of me in this lifetime? Why not? So, yeah.
I love that, because so many times that We actually think, and I was literally just talking about this before, was about not feeling worthy. And when we go through difficult times, we don't feel worthy. So you now sitting there and you really are standing in your power. And this is what I love about the book, you know, An Empowered Life. You're standing in your power. So now you can empower other people. And again, you are living proof. Like, you know, it's that saying, well, if I can do it, you can do it. And you literally are living proof of what is actually possible.
And you know what? I've also had people come into my life that might be going through certain situations that I've been through or difficult times, and they just kind of come to me and they open up to me. I'm like, well, you know what? I've actually experienced some of this in my life, and I can sort of give them, you know, what I went through and kind of help them away in a way through that. So it's a beautiful part of it. You know, I think on some of my darkest days, you know, I didn't even want to leave the house. So, and my anxiety was so immense, like everything was too much. So to go from, I mean, a lot of it was, you know, because of the PTSD, you read about that in the book. But going from that to where I am now, and it's like I'm just in, you know, embracing everything. And yeah, it's to be able to help other people get to that point and find ways to navigate through is just the best thing.
With all of the learning lessons and all of the work that you've been doing, and like I know that you've done the inner work, you're constantly, you know, allowing so many more gifts to come into your life. How does that help you now when you face those challenging situations or those challenging moments?
Well, it's funny, you know, because what I used to find very challenging isn't really challenging because I've learned to really just embrace life and the good and the bad. And I know that even difficult situations, that'll pass. It's just a bad day or something else. You know, I had a major car accident years back, which is something I talk about. And a little while ago, it's a little bit embarrassing, but I did have another car accident, a little bingle. And, you know, I thought because of what I went through previously, I thought it would really affect me. But, you know, I got home that day and I was there with my son. We were both safe. We weren't hurt. And I thought I was actually happy. You know, I damaged my car and everything else, but to know that we were both safe and happy, that was the best thing. And so rather than getting upset, oh my God, I've damaged my car, my insurance, da, 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 I thought, you know what? I can deal with that. It'll be sorted in a few weeks. I'll get another car. We're safe. You know, my son and I were singing and dancing around the kitchen that night. So it's just being able to, you know, just know that things will get better. There's no need to wallow in it. I mean, you do for a little while. Of course, we need to process those emotions, but just know that things will get better. So once you go through so many different things, you just learn to, I guess, shorten the time frame of how it affects you. And yeah, so
I love it. No, I think it's so true. And, you know, I guess that's probably one of the biggest lessons that we can all, you know, learn from. And a lot of the time, and look, I'm even myself, you know, years ago, I'd be like the victim, like, poor me, why me? This is all happening, you know, with it. But as you start to do the work, you see them as learning lessons. And you know, like I keep saying, they're moments. They're just literally a moment. And maybe I needed to learn something else, from the universe or God, whoever you believe in, for that to, you know, enrich our life even more.
And normally that lesson is just appreciate the little things because we all kind of get caught up and forget. And like I said, with what happened to me recently, I was just appreciating just having me and my son safe and happy. Who cares what else happens as long as we're safe, you know? And that alone is something to be happy about. So,
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I want to talk to you about the book, because for me, it's, you know, living an empowered life is me stepping into my own power. So I'd love for you to share with everybody what an empowered life means to you.
oh gosh. I mean, I think it means so many different things. You know, it's knowledge of yourself, knowledge of other things, understanding yourself on a real soul and subconscious level. personal reflection, just giving yourself whatever tools you need to make you feel stronger, to make you feel confident, to really allow you to kind of breeze through life a bit easier, and have that mental and emotional and physical freedom. I mean, there's nothing better than that. So that's true empowerment to me.
Absolutely. I love that. I love it. And part of the, with why I love, sharing stories is creating a legacy, because we never know who can read it. And I always now say, well, my grandson's going to read this in, well, let's just say when he's 18, so in 16 years' time, he's going to read it and, learn more about, his grandma, which there's still something with that word. I need to probably do something with it because I can't handle
You're
saying
too
that I'm a
young to be
grandma.
a grandma.
Yeah. But, the fact is that, the legacy that we're leaving, and leaving for our children, I know that means so much to you as well.
Yeah, to really be able to show my son as he grows up to have that resilience through life, and know that there will be challenges, but to find ways to navigate through, because it's a simple old saying, nothing's impossible. Everything's got a solution. Even though it may not be the solution you want, it might be the crappy solution, but everything does have a solution. You just got to work it out and then find a way to go through that. So, yeah, I mean, I'm hoping that he will, be able to navigate through life, using the same tools that I have, and really, live his best life. I mean, that's what we all want for our kids. So,
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, what I would love to sort of dive in with, obviously, having your own business, and I love asking the question is that, what does, having your own business mean to you?
Oh, it's like ultimate freedom, top of it all. Because, I worked in the corporate world for so long with small businesses. I was always helping other people, just putting so much of myself into something. And you don't really feel necessarily that you're always appreciated that you're getting at it. It's just that groundhog day, and I was miserable. It was a safe option. You have the money, you get this, that, but it wasn't what I truly love. So having your own business and being an entrepreneur, it gives you that flexibility around your family life, around your personal health, or whatever else. And you can make your own choices. You can go this way, you can go that way. You learn even more about yourself being an entrepreneur than what you would be just working for someone. It's just such it's best decision I made. I would never go back, so I definitely recommend it. It's an awesome journey.
Yeah, I love it. Love it. I always say that, starting your own business is the best personal development course you'll ever do, because you're going to learn so much about yourself.
Yeah. Is it like parenthood? It's a little, it's the same kind of impact. It's just you grow so much. And I did both together. So I became a new mum at 40 and I started a new business. So it was really all condensed in, but it's been a hard slog, but it's been good at the same time. And I'm at a point now where it's flowing, and
What advice would you give to somebody who is listening to this right now and knowing all the adversity that you've been through, and then obviously, to be able to start your own business? What would you say to somebody who is sitting there going, "Oh, I just don't think I could do it"?
Well, just do it. Just give it a shot. I mean, look, I know it's not always a safe option. If you do your research, you do your prep, it's something that you're passionate about, you're going to put everything into that, and you can make it happen. You just need to make sure that you have the right tools, and knowledge is power. So you learn about, business challenges through people like myself or others who have been in business, and you grow from that, and you do all the prep. You can start it, and you just learn from each experience. Just give it a shot. It's worth it. And if it's the right path, it'll work out. So,
Oh, absolutely. I believe that if you like, I believe that we're all here to call to do something. And like, it's not always having your own business. It literally could be you being the best mother. It could be you being the best daughter, wife, like any of those sorts of things. And being the best version of yourself. But when you really are following what you're here for, you are so supported in so many different ways.
Yeah, and you know what? If you don't try, you're never going to know, and you're just going to be stuck in a what if, and it's a ho-hum kind of thing,
Yeah.
you know? Well, that's how I felt. Like, I'm just going to do it. Everyone told me not to. You know, I was a new mum. I had very limited money. I had a massive mortgage on my own. It was just the silliest thing, but it was the best thing because it was my dream, and I wanted it so bad. And you just make it happen. But yeah, you just make sure that you use everything you can around you to make sure that it does work and you have plans in place. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely. How have you seen yourself transform by having your own business?
How have I?
Personally.
Yeah, so yeah, like we've said, it is very much a personal journey. So you learn about yourself, and some things I already, obviously already knew. Like I do get sort of anxious in presenting to large crowds or even doing things like this, which I'm getting better at now. But I just learned to really kind of put myself out there even more, have the courage to do it, and your confidence grows from that, and you learn how to kind of, yeah, develop yourself more. Like I've learned to work through my anxiety a little bit more. To become, you know, just better at different aspects of it. So and it kind of flows into your personal life. Like I said, I kind of became a mum at the same time, so there was so much going on. But you know, yeah, you just discover more about yourself, and it's really it's
Yeah, I love it. And it is, it's so true. I've been asking everyone a couple of different questions, and what I love, especially at this time of this year, I always talk about reset, realign, refocus. So, looking back to where we want to go for. So if you would look back, what's a huge accomplishment that you've done this year?
There's a lot been a lot this year.
Yeah.
Okay, so well, I've written and published two co-authored books. I've done magazine articles. Thank you for the Corporate Escapers. I've really kind of developed. I've won multiple business awards. I've done all of this in the last 12 months. So I made the decision to kind of make some changes, and it's all. I've had so much developments in my business. But I'm also at a point now, like you said, at the start, end of the year, a bit of a refresh that I'm going to go for even more next year. So, yeah, I guess there's a lot of developments in my business. And on a personal level, while I've been so busy and had so much happening in my business, I've also had the opportunity to step back a little bit and spend more time with my son and really embrace the moment with him because, you know, he'll be starting school next year and whatnot. So, I've kind of been able to have that kind of, yeah, that just that true balance, which is, you know, we all kind of try strive for all the time, and you can never have it all the time. But I think I've had bits of it all year, so it's been, yeah, it's been amazing. It's great.
I love that. I love it.
Yeah.
What would you be one big goal for you personally for next year?
Okay, so one of my personally, not business.
Personally, yeah.
To be able to, I guess, share my knowledge a bit more with a greater audience. You know, I guess I sort of approach more female audience, you know, because around the world there's so many women that are in so many situations. And to be able to reach out to them and perhaps help them in some way, whether it be through my books or, you know, events or, you know, online consults, I don't know, but that's what I'd like to do more, is to really branch out and help more people in some way. Yeah.
I love that. I love it. And what about like, you talk about, a 5-year plan and now condensing it down into 1 year. I'm such a big believer that life is way too short, and Valley said it just before. She said, go big or go home. Like, you know, just dream big. And I find that everybody who has been through adversity is similar in that aspect, because we know we've gone through the rocky times, the hard times, and we've come out and we're actually okay. Like, we're still here, we're okay. And so we can really feel like we can actually do anything. Like, do you feel similar to that?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, I spent so many years sort of in a certain mindset, and I feel like I've got some heaps of time to make up for. And also, you know, over the time, you know, I lost my brother when I was 26, and that was, I still think about that obviously a lot now. You know, and I want to be able to live a life and do things that he didn't have the opportunity to do. And, you know, so I think.
Yeah, no, I get it. I totally get it. I think, you know, as you know, it's not an age thing, because everyone can suffer adversity at any age with it.
Absolutely.
But once you've gone through, you know, let's just say moments, we've gone through crappy times, like all that sort of stuff, we get so hungry for amazing experiences in our life as well. And, you know, I love the fact that now I can so appreciate all the good things and also the not so good things that come up, because I know it's going to make me a stronger, better person as well.
And you know, it's a part of life. There's always going to be bad things, whether you want it or not, even if it's, you know, like people passing. Unfortunately, that is a part of life, and it's so difficult to get through when it's someone you love so much and things like that. But finding ways through that, to navigate through that, regardless of how hard it is, yeah, I guess what it's all about. But
Yeah, no, absolutely. And like, honestly, like, I know, you know, as I said, I feel so grateful that you've shared your story with us. But, and you're about to come into our next book as well, which I'm so excited. So we get to hear more of your beautiful story. But what is the one thing right now in your life that keeps you grounded, keeps you, you know, just in that beautiful state of mind that you're in?
Definitely my son. You know, he's 4 years of age. They've just got that innocence and that beauty and that zest for life. And whenever I'm having a bit of a stressful day, you know, he'll come up to me and goes, "Hey, Mum, I love you." And he'll do like a silly dance or something. Like he kind of picks up if I'm, you know, it's been a big day. And oh, it's just such a blessing. You know, I was never sure that I'd even be able to have children. I was told that I probably couldn't. So it's such a blessing to have him and to have him at this time in my life. And it just fills my heart every day, and that definitely keeps me grounded, because that's the little things in life, and the people you love is what matters more than anything. You know, material possessions and businesses, whatever, come and go, but that is what's important. So, yeah.
Oh, I love it. I'm the same. Like, I, you know, Tuesdays I have the mornings with my grandson, and honestly, like, I'm like physically exhausted by keeping up with a 2-year-old. But it's so joyful. Like, I mean, he just gets so much fun out of playing with bubbles. Like, it's, you know, it's that it brings the child back into us, and, you know, just allowing the joyous moments as well. So I love it. I love you. I adore you. I think that you have such a beautiful gift, and, you know, helping so many people by sharing your story. So I just want to say thank you so much for that.
Oh, and thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to share, you know, in this book and the next one. It's wonderful to be able to get that out in the world and inspire.
Love it. I love it. So you can, I'm just grabbing the magazine. So if you want to, you can go ahead and take
Yes,
a sneak
don't even
peek.
see mine.
I know.
I've got
You've got your
Cambodian background.
beautiful screen in the background.
I went to Cambodia before my son was born, and that was also a life-changing experience, and recommend it to anyone. It was soul changing. But
My
yeah.
goodness, yes.
So,
Travel is on my cards for 2023. I've just got like there's a list of places that I want to go to and experience. And I'm fortunate that I've got clients all around the world. So now I'm like, I actually want to come and meet you in person and
yes.
talk to you and see you. And
Yep.
I call everyone my friend. So I'm just like, I'm just coming to visit. Like I'm just gonna come and couch surf maybe, but that's okay. So
It's about
I
the
know
connections, everything else
it
is.
is. It is. And I'm excited for what's to come for you for the next 12 months. I know it's going to be amazing. I'm excited that I get to sit back and to watch you bloom and grow even more and how you can help and support so many people. We're going to pop all the links below of how they can reach out to you and connect with you and obviously read more of your story in the magazine. And then obviously if they want a copy of the printed book, they can reach out to you as well
Yes.
and get a copy. So, but thank you so much.
Yeah, and can I just say quickly also, next year my plan is to hold a big women's retreat. So I'm focusing on different things that we've been talking about, but I'm also in the process of becoming a women's circle facilitator. So I'll be offering so much more. So yeah, I'm looking forward to sharing that and bringing that out to the world as well.
Oh, that's going to be so exciting. And, honestly, like this is the whole part like I love about stories in especially what you're going to be doing with women's circles. It's like stories. It's about inspiring those connections. So that
And
is
having that
super exciting.
intense support, women's circles have been around since the dawn of time. It's something that we really need to bring back and be there for each other and be open and vulnerable and help each other through the journey. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as I said to everyone who is watching this episode, I am so excited for what is going to be coming your way. And thank you to everyone who has joined the show. Thank you to Marika for being here. And just to remember to follow your passion to the fullest every single day
Yes.
and love life to the fullest as well. So, love and light. Thank you so much, Marika, for being here, beautiful. Really
Bye.
appreciate
Thank
it. Thank you.
you.